Missing 13-year-old Port Protection girl Michaela McRoberts was found yesterday alive and apparently uninjured by searchers on Prince of Wales Island. State Troopers spokeswoman Megan Peters says news came from search teams shortly after noon.
The Alaska State Troopers were notified by ground searchers at approximately 12:02 that they had located Ms. Roberts. According to searchers on scene, she did not appear to have any injuries, and she was not reporting to them that she was injured.
The girl's family reported her missing on Sunday after she failed to return from a hike on a trail near the end of Port Protection Road. Troopers say she was fairly new to Alaska and not very familiar with the area. Peters says the search included 41 people on the ground, including four search and rescue dog teams, a Coast Guard helicopter, and four skiffs. The search party included volunteers from the Ketchikan and Klawak rescue squads, Sitka Mountain Rescue, and Port Protection residents. Port Protection is a remote fishing community home to about 53 people on northwest Prince of Wales Island. Ocean Beauty Seafoods plans to operate its Petersburg plant this summer despite the accident where the state ferry Matanuska rammed the plant's dock, causing significant damage. According to Vice President of Marketing Tom Sunderland, the company hopes to make repairs in time for the summer or find a way to work around the damage.
We don't know the full extent of the damage, and we might not for a few days. But we've already discussed some potential workarounds for what to do in case some portion of the dock is not usable. They're still going to be able to operate.
The Alaska Marine Highway System and the Coast Guard are still investigating what caused the 408-foot ferry Matanuska to crash bow first into the Ocean Beauty dock early Monday afternoon. According to a state spokesperson, the southbound vessel had been maneuvering for its approach to the ferry terminal at the time. There was a strong incoming tide at its stern. No one was injured, but the impact smashed the wood and concrete dock as well as the face of the processing plant. In a news release, Marine Highway officials offered apologies to Ocean Beauty and credited the Matanuska's crew members for taking proper action after the accident. They said they found no significant damage to the vessel, though her bow was visibly damaged and scraped. The Coast Guard cleared the vessel to continue its voyage a few hours after Monday's accident. A 26-year-old Juneau man was arrested yesterday after a mid-morning police chase through the Mendenhall Valley that ended with the suspect crashing his truck into a tree. Juneau police say Devin Morehouse was driving a Chevy pickup that cut off a Mark patrol vehicle near the McNugget intersection shortly before 11 o'clock in the morning. The officer put on his lights to pull the truck over, but Morehouse allegedly took off and ran a red light at Egan Drive and Mendenhall Loop Road, then turned onto Riverside Drive and blew another red light at Mall Road. Lieutenant David Campbell says the officer stopped giving chase after Morehouse accelerated to a high rate of speed near Riverbend Elementary School and Thunder Mountain High School.
The officers base whether they're going to follow someone on their discretion, and they take into consideration things like how heavy is the traffic, are there pedestrians in the area, things on that line.
Another officer later spotted the truck run a third red light crossing Mendenhall Loop Road from Mendenhall Boulevard onto Valley Boulevard. Campbell says the vehicle again failed to stop for officers, hitting a patrol car in the process, which caused minor damage. The truck then crossed back onto Mendenhall Boulevard and then turned onto Aspen Avenue before hitting a tree at the corner of Aspen and Portage Boulevard. Campbell says Morehouse was drunk and complaining of pain from the incident. He was booked at Lemon Creek Correctional Center after being evaluated at Bartlett Regional Hospital. A 33-year-old female passenger in the truck was evaluated by EMTs at the scene. Campbell says neither Morehouse nor his passenger appeared seriously hurt. Morehouse was charged with driving while intoxicated, two counts of failure to stop at the direction of a police officer, third-degree assault, fourth-degree criminal mischief, and driving while license revoked. The investigation into the incident continues, and Campbell says more charges may be filed. Governor Sean Parnell last week signed a bill setting standards that allow naturally occurring asbestos to be extracted and used in construction projects around the state. It also protects owners of contaminated gravel, construction companies, landowners, workers, and communities from any legal responsibility if health hazards develop. Dave Donaldson has more.
The bill's sponsor, Kotzebue Democrat Reggie Jewell, says the need for the exemption came from the Upper Kobuk area. Ambler in particular, where there's been no construction, no roads, not even an expansion of the sewage lagoon since the state began enforcing federal workplace safety standards in 2003. Jewell says the area has a very high concentration of asbestos that becomes airborne when it's disturbed.
The community recognized that they were in a catch-22. They would never get their water and sewer issues. They wouldn't get their runway improved. They wouldn't build new homes unless we had a way to recognize and regulate what we were dealing with. And this allows that to occur.
The new law considers any gravel containing, by volume, 0.24% or less than a quarter of 1% of asbestos to be safe. To use material containing more than that level, the project manager must develop a site-specific safety and handling plan, and it must be approved by the state. Beyond those requirements, the legal immunity goes into place, with no recourse for those who might get cancer or pulmonary diseases caused by asbestos poisoning, such as mesothelioma. Senate Judiciary Chair Hollis French says a plan is not enough when gravel and asbestos are underfoot, where children are playing, or where an added protective material begins to wear off. His committee had written a limit to the legal immunity issue, but that was removed before it was passed. He voted against the bill.
I don't believe in blanket immunity because people get very, very sick from asbestos, and there's no safe threshold of asbestos.
In debate on the Senate floor on the final day of this year's regular session, Golovin Democrat Donnie Olson, a physician, said Jewell's bill was a compromise between the needs of the community and the health of the citizens. He pointed to the different types of asbestos that occur.
The asbestos that causes mesothelioma comes from processed asbestos that is out there. I agree that mesothelioma is a terrible disease to have. It results in many negative aspects, some of which are somewhat fatal. And I'm just as opposed to having mesothelioma as anybody.
The bill took effect immediately when the governor signed it last week. And this year's capital projects budget includes $3 million for school renovation at the Cobuk School and $4 million for work to be done on the Ambler Mining District Road. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.
Oil prices continue their decline. Brent crude is at $111.60 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate crude is at $95.86 a barrel. Gold down over $18 this morning, and New York spot market trading currently at $1,586.50 an ounce. Silver down 57 cents at $28.90.